In the town of Bethlehem, in modern-day Bethlehem, there is a church that is built over the spot of the Nativity, over the spot of the manger. And this church is called the Church of the Nativity. It's one of the world's oldest churches, perhaps the oldest church in the world. And when you enter into that church, the main entrance is actually a very narrow, short door. And it is called the Door of Humility, because in order to enter in, it's so short, you have to bow down in order to enter in. The reason why it's so short and narrow is because it was redesigned in order to help defend the church. If you can see pictures of this church, if you do a quick, even just do a quick search of Door of Humility on your computer, you'll see different pictures of this door. And you can actually see an outline of where the door used to be. It was a very large door, and actually large enough so that even soldiers on horseback could ride into the church. And this was, of course, a problem. Many of the other churches of that time were destroyed, built at the same time as this one, were destroyed by different armies. Persians, Turks, different people that kind of came through, destroyed a lot of the buildings, including the churches. And so to help defend this church, they decided, let's make the door smaller so that horses can't come in, soldiers can't just march in and start wreaking havoc inside the church. So they, as I said, narrowed the door. And so now even a soldier has to bow down to enter in. When you think about that, that's a very hard position to defend from. You can't really be on the offensive. You can't even defend yourself really well when you're bowed down. And you're also putting your head in considerable danger from a nice swift cutting motion if you're putting your head in first through a door. And it can easily, you can easily defend the church that way. And so, of course, as I said, the Door of Humility, that symbol of bowing down, is also a symbol of humility. When you think about it, when we are humble, when we are being humble, when we're being that servant to others, we're making ourselves vulnerable. We really can't be on the offensive. We can't really go and try to say, well, this is what I want to do, and this is what you're going to do, and this is all these different things. Can't really do that when we're bowed down before a person. And so that really becomes, again, that symbol of humility. And that's what the readings are about today, about that humility. Jesus is really taking that stance of a humble servant. We hear in the gospel, he's talking about how he will die at the hands of others. During Jesus' time, the popular idea of who the Messiah would be is that he would be a warrior king. He would come, declare himself king, and drive out the Romans, the occupying force. But now Jesus is talking about how he's going to be killed. He's going to die at the hands of these enemies. He's not going to raise an army. He's not going to lead a conquest to restore Israel. No, he's going to allow himself to die and rise again. That's really quite the opposite of what the Pharisees and the scribes of the day would expect, what the, even his disciples probably would expect to hear from the Messiah. Again, a very humble stance. You can't get much more humble than that. to say, I'm going to be killed. Those enemies of Jesus, those who wish to have him killed, are really taking the part of what we hear in the first reading from Wisdom. It talks about how, let us beset the just one because he is obnoxious to us. I've always loved that line, he is obnoxious to us. When you think about it, when you stop and think about what's going on in that reading, you don't usually, when you think of different adjectives to describe someone who is just, when you try to think of adjectives to describe Jesus, obnoxious is usually not one of those words. And yet that's what these others, these enemies, are referring to them, to this just one. He's obnoxious. Well, when you yourself are living a life the opposite of humility, when you're prideful, when you think you have everything right, when you think you have all the answers, you know how things are supposed to be done, when you finally meet somebody who is being more humble, more generous, more joyful, it's going to seem a little obnoxious to you. It's going to kind of hit you in the face and be like, hey, what's going on? And so the tables are kind of turned in this. It's sort of the opposite of what you expect. These people who, the Pharisees, the scribes, those who think they know how things are supposed to be, are actually being the obnoxious ones. While Jesus is being the humble servant, striving to help others see the love of God. Jesus is trying to teach us to be that humble, loving servant. Reminded again in the second reading from the letter of James, he describes how those who are sinful, those who are not humble, are also living a life of more evil, doing evil to others. But he mentions those who are just, those who are good, have the blessings of God. Jesus himself talks to his disciples, who ironically are going about, following him around, trying to decide who amongst them is the greatest. Again, kind of the opposite of humility. I can only imagine, he likes me best. He's, I've been with him the longest. I've done the most with him. I'm trying to see who's the greatest. Jesus says, no, that's not the point. Whoever wishes to be first must be the last of all and the servant of all. And he even goes so far as to take a child, a symbol of innocence, puts the child in their midst and says, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. We are to be childlike. A child, again, is innocent, is humble. You don't usually look at a child and say, ah, there's our leader. There's the one who's going to tell us what to do and be the one that's going to be this dynamic leader. Maybe eventually. But not right then as a child. And so God is calling us to be humble, to be childlike, to be a servant to others. And when we do that, brothers and sisters, we come closer to God, who is love. Let's strive to be a servant to others. So enter into God's love.